All right, everyone, ready to dive in. Today we're looking at Throne and Liberty.
Brand new MMORPG.
Yeah, it's got everybody talking, and we snagged some leaked docs. So think of this as a little preview. What's it all about? Is it going to be worth your time?
Well, from what we've seen, the world, Silesium, is visually stunning. Classic fantasy setting.
Okay.
You know, good versus evil. They've got this powerful artifact, the Star of Silevith.
Right, right.
Pretty standard stuff.
Yeah, and that's what some folks are saying. Like, oh, it's kind of generic.
Right.
But I mean, sometimes you just want that classic good versus evil, right?
Absolutely. A familiar story can be comforting. But I think what Throne and Liberty does that's really interesting is the classless system.
Okay. Yeah, tell me more about that.
So no more picking a class and being locked in.
Oh, interesting.
Your weapons determine your abilities. You could be a mage with a staff 1 minute, then swap to a warrior with an axe the next.
Oh, that's cool. So you're not like stuck in one role.
Exactly. It's all about flexibility.
That's awesome.
Adapt on the fly.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what else is cool? This dynamic weather system.
Yeah.
It's not just like pretty backgrounds.
No.
Like imagine rain makes your lightning spell stronger.
Oh, wow.
Or wind, like, affects how far your arrows go.
Yeah.
That strategy, right?
It really is. Think about it. You and your team, you're in the middle of a battle. Suddenly there's a downpour.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect time to unleash those lightning spells.
Oh, and I bet it makes the world feel more alive, too.
Absolutely. Not just window dressing. It actually impacts the gameplay.
I love that. Now, for those of you who are maybe new to MMOs, PvP, that's player versus player. You're fighting other players, not just computer characters. And Throne and Liberty is going big on this, like massive battles,
yeah.
Castle sieges, guild wars.
The whole works.
Yeah. Do you like that kind of stuff?
I do. I think it really emphasizes community and coordination, which is something a lot of MMO players are looking for.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you think, does that leave anyone out? What about people who like to play solo?
It's a good question for our listeners. Think about it. Do you thrive in those huge battles? Or do you prefer a smaller scale?
Right, right. Okay, so no MMO would be complete without endgame content.
Of course not.
And Throne and Liberty, it's got dungeons, raids, world bosses.
The usual suspects.
Yeah, but the question is, are they going to be any good?
Yeah. Will it be innovative? Is it challenging, rewarding? Or is it the same old, same old?
Right, because we've all seen that, right?
They have.
Games launch with all this hype, amazing graphics. But then the end game, hey?
Falls flat.
Yeah. So, fingers crossed. Okay, so to sum up, Throne and Liberty, it's visually impressive. It's classic fantasy.
Uh-huh.
The classless combat and the weather system, I think that's really cool.
Very innovator.
Yeah. But, I don't know, the story might be a little generic.
Yeah.
And the end game, it remains to be seen.
It does.
So, people are kind of mixed on it right now.
They are. And at the end of the day, whether you play it or not depends on what you're looking for.
Exactly. What do you want from an MMO?
Do you want something brand new or a fresh take on something familiar?
Right. And that's what I want you to think about. There are so many MMOs out there. What makes one stand out to you?
Mm-hmm.
What will make you choose one game over another? Keep that in mind, especially as we wait for Throne and Liberty to launch.
Good food for thought.
It is. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Happy gaming, everyone.
See you next time.